My name's Michelle Owu. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The aim of the research is to compile a modern-day portrait of Britain. The date is the 17th of July 2009 and the time is 1:39 p.m. Can you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
My name's Oliver Clements. I'm 24 years old and I come from London.
How are you, Oliver?
I'm very well. Very warm, but very well.
Can you describe what you're wearing?
Okay, I'm currently, I'm currently wearing a business suit, but not just that, I've actually got a partial snow leopard costume as well, which has tails, paws, and paws and a rather well-made head. So, yeah.
Where did you get the costume?
It's one of my friends, is a freelance costume maker, so I asked her very nicely, and obviously gave her lots of money.
Why did you dress as a snow leopard?
I don't really know. It's kind of a tricky question. They look very cool and kind of suits my personality, so figure why not.
How does that reflect your personality?
How do, self-assured, but, you know, not extroverted, and I'd like to think good-looking, but that sounds a bit egotistical.
How did you hear about this project?
I think was on the BBC News. In fact, the first time I heard of it was Let me try that again. The first time I heard of the project was on BBC News, where the with a profession off. Okay, yeah, sure. Goddamn iPhones.
We're just pausing to switch off the mobile phone again.
I do apologise.
That's okay.
Yeah, sorry. I first heard of this project on the BBC News when it first opened, when they had that protester up there, which was interesting. But then I just kind of started following it from that, you know, on the website, which is pretty good, the website, that is.
What inspired you to take the
role? I figured this was going to be one of those things that doesn't come around very often, pretty unique, so I thought something to tell the kids, you know, and have a bit of fun at the same time, so.
How did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Terrified, actually, considering I only signed up yesterday and then got a phone call a couple of hours later, or an hour later, telling me that I'd got a place. It was, I didn't really know what to say. I had to call back and say I'd take it. But yeah, it was pretty exciting. Very nerve-wracking at first, but I'm kind of settling into it now.
What did you do when you found out you had the place?
Told my friends, who were equally as disbelieving as to the situation, which was quite funny. But I'm pretty sure some of them are quite jealous as well, so who knows.
Have any of your friends applied?
I don't know, actually. I haven't asked them. I hope so. Quite nice to not be on the plinth and watching somebody else I know up there. So,
what are you going to do with your realm?
That's the hardest thing. I've been thinking kind of, I don't really know. It's kind of, what do you do when you go up on a plinth? I figure I'll just take it one step at a time. I'll go up and kind of sway about for a bit and introduce myself to the crowd and then see what takes my fancy, you know. Sorry.
Any hopes or expectations about taking part today?
I'd quite like to get some press time. The person in the suit would be quite pleased to find that in the paper, so that's probably, you know, just to have a bit of fun up there as well.
Any reservations?
Concerns? Not really. I don't really know. I'm probably going to get heckled, I imagine, but, you know, wouldn't be the first time, because obviously I wear the costume out occasionally in London as well, so, you know, it gets mixed reactions, but hopefully it will all be good.
On what kind of occasions do you wear the costume out in London?
I'm part of a group that are all into this kind of dressing up as animals, you know, into anthropomorphics, they call it. Very into kind of that art and the costuming. So every 3 weeks we have a meet over in St. Paul's, and we go on like a fursuit walk, they call it. And we just wander around by the South Bank in costume, and it's quite fun to interact with the public that way.
Is there a website?
There is. It's londonfurs.org.uk.
How did you first become involved with that?
That's a good question again. It's one of these tricky ones that you just kind of fall into. It was probably through looking and, you know, trying to explore more on the internet for the artwork and, you know, finding more about the art, and then you stumble across the sites where people, you know, make costumes and stuff, and then it's a very fairly small community, so it's quite easy once you know, you know. Sorry, let me rephrase that. It's quite a small community, so once you kind of find one thing, it's easy to then find, you know, the entire group.
You said just picking up on what you said, you said looking for the artwork.
What kind of artwork? Well, it's anthropomorphic artwork. So basically, animals drawn with, you know, human characteristics. So that kind of thing. You know, usually fantasy artwork, stuff like that.
What is it about it that appeals to you?
That's a good question. I'll stop saying that. Sorry. I guess it's the kind of not. See, I'm a fairly self-conscious kind of guy, so, you know, the thought of, you know, having the, you know, outward appearance of an animal, not having to worry about, you know, what you look like or anything like that, that's just a given. So being able to kind of explore, you know, what you would do given no reservations, really. So that's part of the costume is about as well.
How does it feel to be inside?
Claustrophobic. At first, I mean, there's a very small, you know, you can't really see very much. But yeah, it's interesting. It's quite nice to be able to, I guess, mess with people without the direct, without having to be responsible, I guess, in a kind of human way. It's a bit interesting. Interesting to think about. If you see what I mean. Yeah, it's the anonymity about it as well. It's the, you know, people don't know who you are and that, so.
Do your friends and relatives know that you do this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't really make any secret of it, so. I think most of my friends are into it as well, so that's, I mean, that's how I made most of my friends, so.
How big a group is it, do you
know? I can say in the UK there's probably about, well, it's a bit tough to guess, maybe a couple of thousand people in the UK, but in London, the meets that we have down in St Paul's, there's regular attendance of 100, 150 people, so.
What happens at these meets?
People drink a lot and socialise, that's all it is, really. And so there are elements, there's artists there, so they go and sit and draw, or they, you know, that's pretty much about it.
Do you take off your headgear so that other people can see you?
Yeah, I mean, the suiting is only a small aspect, it's just a bit of fun, but the meets are kind of 6 or 7 hours long, so the rest of the time I just drink.
What do you do the rest of the time in your working life?
In my working life, I'm a graphic designer for a classical music production company. So I deal with all their DVD and video authoring and stuff like that.
How would you describe yourself? How would you paint a picture of yourself?
How would I? What an abstract question. I don't know. I like to think I'm pretty easygoing, curious and friendly, you know. I don't know. It's enjoying life would be a good way to explain my outlook, I guess.
What's important in your life at the moment?
Friends, and that's probably about it. I mean, everything else kind of falls into place after you've got, like, people you can rely on. Yeah. And travel. I couldn't live without travel. Travel's very interesting. I mean, I travel quite a lot. Obviously, the actual furry subculture as a whole has different conventions around the world, so, you know, I travel a lot going to those and meeting the people, or going to see the people that you've met at those conventions, and it's all a big sordid web.
Where was the last convention you attended?
The last convention I attended was one called Euroference, which is held in Germany, and that was last August, and there's another one this year. I'm going again.
Tell me a bit more about the event.
Yeah, well, it's an extension of these meets that happen. It's mainly about the socializing and, you know, meeting people and, you know, meeting friends that you would normally only know online and stuff like that. But also there's organized events. There will be kind of art workshops and music workshops and, you know, theatrical productions that people put on and stuff like that. So it's a pretty mixed bag of stuff. And obviously there'll be a art show with dealers who'll sell their artistry or their costumes or whatever they've made that's relevant.
Do you think your hour on the plinth is going to be about promoting furry subculture?
I hope not, really. I'd rather it just be about having a bit of fun and people kind of taking a second look when they go by the plinth and being, you know, what's that guy doing there in a suit? But no, I deliberately didn't want to make it about promoting anything in particular, because then I feel that people will just discount it as a kind of stunt and not really, you know, not really see it, if you know what I mean. People just think it's some kind of gimmick.
Who would you say you're doing this for?
I'm doing this for me, I think. Just for say something. Oh, I did. I was on the plinth for an hour, so should be good fun.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think I'm pretty much all interviewed out at the moment. I've never been on the receiving end of an interview before. It's usually the other way around, so.
Thank you very much.
No worries.